Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. At the very first Westminster Kennel Club dog show in 1877, held in an open-air building in New York City that P.T. Barnum built for his circus, somewhere around 1,500 canines were displayed for what the New York Times declared a new fashionable amusement among members of the city's high society. The Times announced in advance of the show on March 28th of that year, the attendance promises to be very select. That hoity-toity image for the world's most famous dog show may, for some, linger nearly a century and a half later, bolstered by perfectly coiffed poodles performing for tuxedoed judges. But the 145th running of the Westminster show, which begins on June 11th of 2021, is a good bit more than a finely brushed-out coat on a carefully controlled purebred. Certainly, meticulously bred dogs, often outrageously groomed, are still the show's centerpiece. Beyond that, though, Westminster is an unabashed love-in for all dogs, from the prancing show dog performing for a worldwide audience to that rescue mutt taking up residence on your living room sofa. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Gail Miller Beecher, the director of communications for the Westminster Kennel Club, the world's oldest group dedicated to the sport of showing purebred dogs. She said, Westminster is a celebration of dogs, and it's a celebration of companionship. That's something that we have always strived to promote. If you ever come to the dog show, we're one of the few benched shows still in existence, and that just means that all the dogs have to stay at the show all day. They're categorized alphabetically, so if you want to see all the Afghans, they're all together in one area. All the Beagles are together. The whole purpose of that is because we are a public education event. It's about educating the public and making sure they learn about the breed before you bring a dog into your home. And as we mentioned, that show has been around for a while. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the second longest continuously held sporting event in America, behind only the Kentucky Derby, which started in 1875. The Westminster Show was around before the light bulb, which debuted in 1879, and the first gasoline-powered automobile from 1885. It also predates both the invention of the game of basketball, 1891, and the first World Series, 1903. But the Westminster Show, as long-running as it is, will be vastly different this year due to the remnants of the coronavirus pandemic. For the first time in its 145-year history, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will not be held in Manhattan in 2021. Because of the early planning needed to put on a show of this size and the uncertainty of where the world would be pandemic-wise, organizers months ago opted to move the show 25 miles or 40 kilometers north of the city to Tarrytown, New York. What's more, the show will be without any human spectators. Westminster, the show, has been through a lot in the century plus of its existence. It was shortened to 2 days during World War II, and in 1946, because of a tugboat strike in the city, the show was completed in just 1 day. Last February, just before COVID struck, the Westminster Kennel Club held its 100th straight show at the Madison Square Garden venue. Organizers discussed all sorts of scenarios for the 145th showing. Delay it until fall, online only, cancel it for the first time ever. Moving it north to the Lyndhurst Estate, a National Trust historic site on the Hudson River, in a controlled setting that would still allow for television coverage, won the day. It's the first time, too, that the competition will be held in the month of June. In non-pandemic times, the show normally takes place over a week. In 2021, it's an elongated weekend. Some 2,500 dogs are entered in the show this year. Festivities begin Friday, June 11th, with a fan favorite, the Masters Agility Championship, which is open to all dogs, including All-American, aka non-purebred, types. Some 350 dogs will tackle an obstacle course in the timed event. Mixed breed dogs are also welcome at the Masters Obedience Championship. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, though, is the judging of 209 breeds and several different varieties of certain breeds in 7 distinct groups: hound, toy, non-sporting, sporting, herding, working, and terrier. Dogs are judged by how closely they conform to their breed's standards, which are the features that the American Kennel Club, or AKC, defines as ideal features for that breed. The standards cover how the dog should look, move, and their temperament. Take, for example, a long-haired dachshund, one of the 3 varieties of the dachshund breed, including smooth and wire-haired, in the hound group. To be judged well, a long-haired dachshund must meet appearance criteria such as, to quote the AKC, "The trunk is long and fully muscled. When viewed in profile, the back lies in the straightest possible line between the withers and the short, very slightly arched loin. Short hair on the ear is not desirable. Too profuse a coat, which masks type, equally long hair over the whole body, a curly coat, or a pronounced parting on the back are faults." Movement is based on criteria such as, quote, "Viewed from the front, the legs do not move in exact parallel planes, but incline slightly inward." And there are requirements for temperament as well, such as, "The dachshund is clever, lively, and courageous to the point of rashness, persevering in above and below ground work with all the senses well developed. Any display of shyness is a serious fault." Each dog is judged first among others in the breed, dachshunds against dachshunds, then against members of its group. The hound group includes 35 breeds and varieties, from Afghans to dachshunds to whippets. If judged best of breed, and then best of group, the dog competes against the winner of the 6 other groups for best in show, Westminster's top prize. That's announced the final night. In the 144 years of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, a dog from the terrier group has won best in show a record 47 times. The Wire Fox Terrier has won 15 best in show awards, the most by any breed. But the show is clearly not a popularity contest. The most popular dog in America, according to the AKC, is the Labrador Retriever, a member of the sporting group. But a lab has never won best in show at Westminster. Today's episode is based on the article, Westminster Dog Show Celebrates 145 Years, but 2021 will be different, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Donovan. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.